Page 58. Listening Comprehension. Exercise A. Listen for details. Listen to the conversations. Write the room number for each complaint. Conversation 1.
Front desk.
This is Mr. Ramos. There's a serious problem with my room.
I'm sorry to hear that. What is it?
It's the toilet. It won't stop flushing.
It won't stop flushing?
Yes, that's right. And it's making a lot of noise.
Any other problems, Mr. Ramos?
Actually, yes. The TV won't turn on.
Oh, my goodness. What room are you in?
203.
Conversation 2.
Front desk, this is Ahmed.
Yes, this is Mrs. Johnson in 732. I have an emergency.
What kind of emergency?
It's the sink in the bathroom. It's clogged, and there's water all over the floor. And that's not all. The hairdryer won't turn on.
I'm so sorry. Don't worry, Mrs. Johnson. I'll send a plumber and an electrician right away. I'm sure they're both fixable.
Conversation 3.
Front desk, how can I help you?
This is Mr. Prentice in room 1517. I have a problem.
Yes, Mr. Prentice. What seems to be the problem?
It's the air conditioning. It's freezing in here.
Have you tried shutting it off?
Of course. That's why I'm calling you.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Prentice. Is there anything else we can help you with today?
Actually, yes. The coffee maker is making a funny sound.
We'll take care of everything. Don't worry.
Conversation 4.
Front desk, Marlene speaking. How may I direct your call?
This is Miss Lee in room 608.
Excuse me, what room did you say you were in?
608.
Certainly. How can I help you?
There's a problem with my fridge.
Not working?
Yes, that's right. Everything's warm and the fridge door won't close.
I'm sorry. I'll have someone look at it right away.
Now listen again and write another problem for each room. Conversation 1.
Front desk.
This is Mr. Ramos. There's a serious problem with my room.
I'm sorry to hear that. What is it?
It's the toilet. It won't stop flushing.
It won't stop flushing?
Yes, that's right. And it's making a lot of noise.
Any other problems, Mr. Ramos?
Actually, yes. The TV won't turn on.
Oh, my goodness. What room are you in?
203.
Conversation 2.
Front desk, this is Ahmed.
Yes, this is Mrs. Johnson in 732. I have an emergency.
What kind of emergency?
It's the sink in the bathroom. It's clogged, and there's water all over the floor. And that's not all. The hairdryer won't turn on.
I'm so sorry. Don't worry, Mrs. Johnson. I'll send a plumber and an electrician right away. I'm sure they're both fixable.
Conversation 3.
Front desk, how can I help you?
This is Mr. Prentice in room 1517. I have a problem.
Yes, Mr. Prentice. What seems to be the problem?
It's the air conditioning. It's freezing in here.
Have you tried shutting it off?
Of course. That's why I'm calling you.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Prentice. Is there anything else we can help you with today?
Actually, yes. The coffee maker is making a funny sound.
We'll take care of everything. Don't worry.
Conversation 4.
Front desk, Marlene speaking. How may I direct your call?
This is Miss Lee in room 608.
Excuse me, what room did you say you were in?
608.
Certainly. How can I help you?
There's a problem with my fridge.
Not working?
Yes, that's right. Everything's warm and the fridge door won't close.
I'm sorry. I'll have someone look at it right away.